from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
The most important thing for us to accomplish is just play efficient football, you know, move the ball up and down the field. Obviously, celebrate in the end zone, that would be fun. We need to make sure that happens, and that's the standard of football we want to be able to play. It's preseason, and I think that there's always highs. There's some things that we've done really well. There's some things that we need to be better at. That's the part of playing, and it's part of the fun about the preseason. You learn things, and you translate that to the practice field as well. You know, are you concerned right now or anything else? Absolutely not. You know, absolutely not, because the reason being is because of the level of practices we've had against one of the best defenses every day and how we've shown up there. So I think the best thing that we can do is, you know, just slow our minds down, you know, play really clean football, and also to enjoy the process, man.
Yeah, enjoy the process. It's not about the destination. It's about the journey. Russ Wilson there, Steelers quarterback, not concerned about the offense, echoing what Arthur Smith said a day before, and that is the subject of the Fan Morning Show Twitter poll brought to you by PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement. Trust PJ.com. You can vote at underscore Adam Crowley. Russ says he's not concerned. Are you? I feel like when we started our show on Monday, me and my man Dorn, we had the appropriate reaction. There were things to be worried about, but we weren't full-blown panic mode. Broderick Jones, year two, still playing that right side, a position that I thought he got better at as the season went on last year, certainly in run blocking. He was terrible. Technique issues, injury. Yes, that is concerning. Pre-snap penalties, fumbled snaps, stuff like that, I just attribute to being preseason football. Game one, going to look ugly. In game two, you would have liked to see some of those things cleaned up, but guess what? Russ Wilson practiced for one full week. That's it, one full week. And that was the week leading into the preseason game. And Arthur Smith admitted 2 days ago that you're calling vanilla offenses and you had to restrict some things because you're trying to protect Russ Wilson's calf. But then you've got some in the national media who take this so far. Like Ben Maller is on a podcast, or I guess it's a radio show on Fox Sports. And he says, it's so ugly, Kenny Pickett should be the starting quarterback still.
Can the Steelers win 8 or 9 games again, be right around mediocre?
They've won 8 or 9 games with no quarterback.
Yeah, but they have a defense. They have an elite. Every year
well,
they have a top 5 defense.
That's what I'm saying.
Defense.
So you're saying that they're not going to get any
so
kind of...
Be this, what I'm saying is they're going to be the same as they have been. It's not going to be any better with Russell Wilson. They might as well have kept Kenny. They should have kept Kenny Pickett,
I disagree.
Who also stinks.
I mean, that's ridiculous. Yeah, Kenny's not good. Wasn't great here, obviously. Hasn't been good in Philadelphia. Just a ludicrous take based on about a quarter and change of football from Russ Wilson whenever he's been dealing with a calf injury and has barely practiced. The overreaction here from the national media is probably why some people don't have a favorable opinion of this industry. You gotta understand the context. If Russ Wilson took every snap in minicamp with the first team, every snap in OTAs with the first team, every snap in training camp with the first team, played in preseason game number one, was not limited at all going into preseason game number two, and it wasn't good, then okay, I could understand the panic. But that's not what happened. And I don't understand how anybody could watch that game and think that Russ Wilson even was the problem. He threw a check down to Pat Freiermuth, and he's been lambasted for that in national media circles by the Stephen A. Smiths and the Dan Orlovskys of the world. Go watch the play. Receivers not getting open because the defense knows it's third and a million. So you're playing the sticks. Russ is either going to get killed or he's going to throw to his tight end and hope his tight end can make a play. Russ Wilson gets sacked because Broderick Jones is 15 yards back in a pass set, gives Greg Rousseau the world all the time to think and make a move, and he just comes right through his chest. How are you putting that on Russell Wilson? You can't get a clean evaluation of Russ. A lot of these people that I've mentioned, well, Russ took a bunch of sacks last year in Denver. We're seeing it again. Box score merchants. They're not watching the games. So you might have had your concerns about the Steelers' offense going into the season. Fair enough. Young offensive line needs to gel. The wide receiver's not great. No depth there. Understandable. You might even have had questions about Russ Wilson that still exist going into the season. I think that's totally fair. But what the national media has done is watch a quarter of Russell Wilson and say, this guy stinks. Steelers need to trade Russell Wilson to the Vikings, according to Mike Tannenbaum, and then go out and sign Ryan Tannehill. Ryan Tannehill would have got sacked three times too. Ryan Tannehill would have thrown the same checkdown ball to Pat Freiermuth too. Everyone needs to just collectively in the national media take a breath. It's fair to be concerned. It's ridiculous to be panicked.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.